Tantor Audio presents Wolf Bride by Elizabeth Moss. Narrated by Charlotte Ann Dorr. And graven with diamonds in letters plain, there is written her fair neck round about, Noli me tangere, for Caesar's I am, and wild for to hold, though I seem tame. Sir Thomas Wyatt, whoso list to hunt. 1. January 1536, Greenwich Palace, near London. The soft giggling from within the Queen's chambers could be heard all the way along the corridor to the gardens. If they were caught, Eloise thought, the penalty would be death. Lady Margaret might be standing guard at the door to the west wing against the King's approach, but there could be no secrets at court. Already the courtiers were whispering of the Queen's infidelities, though discreetly, not in so many words, fearing the King's anger if the news should come to his ears. Eloise had been sent to the Queen's Privy Chamber with a pure white ermine mantle to guard Her Majesty against the cold. Now she did not know whether to knock and risk the Queen's anger at being disturbed, or go back to the bedchamber with her mission undischarged. With the Queen's fur mantle draped over her arm, Eloise flattened herself against the wall and peered through a crack in the ancient oaken door. She had hoped the rumors were not true, or that the gossip mongers had exaggerated. Yet what she saw was enough to condemn the Queen twice over. Radiant in a billowing gown of yellow silk, Queen Anne was sitting on a man's knee beneath the casement window. The man was Sir Henry Norris, one of the King's